Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Tim thinks I might have blocked tear ducts, by the way. I don't know if that's really a thing, but nevertheless, I probably need a surgery for that, too. All right, so as we continue along the show, I want to remind you there are three VIP tickets left for Jack Carr, our Politics and Pints, on October 13th, 2025, at the Zlock Performing Arts Center, Bucks County Community College, Monday, October 13th, 7:30 p.m. The VIP starts at 6 p.m., and there are three tickets left for the VIP. The VIP gets you a chance to meet Jack, get a signed copy of the book, Cry Havoc, and also get you a signature Politics and Pints tumbler, all right? So you definitely want to come and join us. And they also have the general admission seats available, but tickets are selling very quickly. So go to 1210wphd.com today and get your tickets. All right. Excellent stuff. Great to have you with us. I am glad to see that we got some more audio of the president from London today. But before we get to that, Ilhan Omar is a disgrace. She now says that people who are honoring Charlie Kirk are full of it and rewriting history, and got a huge round of applause. I hate this woman. I really do. I know I'm not supposed to say the word hate, but I do hate her. And she's a brother lover. But she's also managed to make upwards a net worth of $30 million. $30 million. How Ilhan Omar went from capitalist-hating squad activist to Marxist millionaire sporting Jimmy Choo's. This was in the New York Post. She has a net worth of up to $30 million, a 3,500% increase in 2023 on her latest financial disclosure with her third husband, Tim Minette. This comes after she stated, I am not a millionaire, although she is a millionaire, big-time millionaire. They own a winery selling their signature Et Saint Croix blockchain Cabernet for $73 a bottle and cans of sparkling rosé for $20 each. So don't buy her wine. I don't want the government to recreate prohibition, but I'm just saying there's better wines out there. There's much better options than her crappy wine. So that's what I would say. I've never tried this $73 blockchain. I don't believe $73 for a bottle of wine is ridiculous. I've told you this before. You can get a great bottle of wine for $20. You do not need to spend $73 on a bottle of wine. The markup on this stuff is ridiculous. Now, obviously, if you go out to a restaurant, the markup's going to be higher, but that's the beautiful thing about going to a BYOB place. But I'm just saying, if you're shopping, you can get a great bottle of wine, $20-$30, knock your socks off. $73 for her crappy Cabernet, that's ridiculous. And cans of sparkling rosé, don't buy those. So she's super rich, but she hates America. And here's what she said about Charlie Kirk. Take a listen.
I said, that the people who were full of were the people who were saying that Kirk was civil.
And he was.
Yeah. No,
that's not true.
The person who called for public execution of people he disagreed with is not civil. The person who said you are a black woman, you lack the ability to process thoughts, is not civil. The person who said because I am Muslim, I cannot be in this country because I want to destroy Western society, is not civil. The person who said a 10-year-old should be forced to carry the child of a rapist is not civil. You guys,
yeah, she's a hideous person. She really is hideous and just lying. So with so many lies, I mean, it's hard to keep track. Peter Doocy today talking at the press conference in London. So the UK wants to recognize Palestine. And the president, we'll start with the president reacting to the UK's decision to recognize a Palestinian state. This is what the president said in response to that. This is cut number three.
We have to remember October 7th, one of the worst, most violent days in the history of the world. Not just there, the history of the world. And I got to see the tapes, and I wish I didn't see them, actually. But I got to see them. And I want an end. I want the hostages released. And I think it's going to be okay. But it has been a brutal period of time. But this has been going on for a long time. This is not something that's over the last year, 2 years. But this has been for decades and decades. But we want it to end. We have to have the hostages back immediately. That's what the people of Israel want. They want them back. And we want the fighting to stop. And it's going to stop. But a lot of bad things. You know, Hamas said that they're going to put the hostages up as bait. They're going to put the hostages in front of any attack. And that's pretty brutal. We haven't heard that one in a long time. So we have to remember that. So I have a disagreement with the prime minister on that score. Okay. One of our few disagreements, actually.
Peter Doocy asked Keir Starmer, why not just recognize him now, if that's the case? Cut four.
If you feel so strongly about officially recognizing Palestine for statehood, why are you waiting for President Trump to leave the country? Why can't you just do it right now? And isn't there a risk in rewarding Hamas with that?
Well, let me be really clear about Hamas. They're a terrorist organization who can have no part in any future governance in Palestine. And what happened on October the 7th?
Okay, but this is going to be a moment of disagreement between the two, no doubt about that. The president also said that they want to get Bagram Air Base back. And he talked about that after the way, of course, the botched Afghanistan withdrawal under Biden. They're trying to get it back now. Cut five.
They just went through the Afghanistan total disaster for no reason whatsoever. We're going to leave Afghanistan, but we're going to leave it with strength and dignity and we're going to keep Bagram, the big air base, that one of the biggest air bases in the world. We gave it to them for nothing. We're trying to get it back, by the way. Okay, that could be a little breaking news. We're trying to get it back because they need things from us. We want that base back. But one of the reasons we want the base is, as you know, it's an hour away from where China makes its nuclear weapons. So a lot of things are happening.
China makes its nuclear weapons. So he's going to be speaking with Xi on Friday, just so you know, if you're keeping track of everything that's going on. I wanted to talk about this yesterday, and then we had that awful shooting with the police, but three officers lost their lives in the line of duty yesterday. It was very, very sad, and it happened during the show, so we went to the press conference about it. But this Arctic Frost, which targeted a lot of Republican groups, the weaponization of government under the previous administration. And this is why I am so careful to guard against any overreach by the government, because it always seems to be targeted at conservatives. It really does. So Representative Andy Biggs, the House Judiciary Committee, talked about this with the FBI Director Kash Patel. This Arctic Frost is terrifying. And there are people I know who were on the receiving end of this, including people with the Republican Lawyers Association. So this was a administration that was all in on the weaponization of government. And this is why every time you give these people a little bit, it'll wind up being weaponized and used against us at some point. No doubt about that. Cut number 40.
Refer to something that was said yesterday in yesterday's hearing by Senator Grassley. He said, it's well understood that your predecessor left you an FBI infected with politics. At your nomination hearing, he gave you records, made public records about whistleblowers regarding something called Arctic Frost. Arctic Frost was the FBI case opened and approved by anti-Trump FBI agent Thibault. And Arctic Frost became Jack Smith's elector case. The new records show that Arctic Frost was much broader than just an electoral matter. In fact, it was expanded to Republican organizations. Some examples of the groups that the Ray FBI sought to place under political investigation included the Republican National Committee, Republican Attorneys General's Association, and Trump political groups. In total, 92 Republican targets, including Republican groups, Republican-linked individuals, were placed under the investigative scope of Arctic Frost. On that political list for investigation was one of Charlie Kirk's groups, Turning Point USA. In other words, Arctic Frost wasn't just a case to politically investigate Trump. It was the vehicle by which partisan FBI agents and DOJ prosecutors could achieve their partisan ends and improperly investigate the entire Republican political apparatus. I'd ask that, Mr. Chairman, that document be admitted.
Without objection.
So, I know that this may be under current investigation, but I wish to ask specific questions about this for just a moment. What search tools were used in Arctic Frost to view private communications of targets?
I believe the traditional search tools, search warrants, lawful service of process, and the tools that the FBI has in our infrastructure systems, cybersecurity systems, and counterintelligence systems. But generally speaking, if I may, I want to use this to highlight the fact that I'm continuing my promise to work with Congress to produce documents simultaneously and also conduct ongoing investigations. I'm giving you as much as I can, and I'll give you more when I can.
Thank you.
There's going to be a lot more coming out about this. I know people who've been touched by this directly, and good. I'm glad they're talking about this. I give Chuck Grassley enormous credit for bringing this up, and he's been fantastic the last couple of years in exposing all the weaponization of the previous administration. And good for Representative Andy Biggs, who continued his questioning of the FBI director, who is keeping a lot of this close to the vest, obviously, as you can tell. Cut 41.
Biden White House concerning the Arctic Frost investigation.
Were there any
directives or communications from the Biden White House itself concerning the Arctic Frost investigation?
I'll just rely on what was turned over to date, sir.
Okay. So I want to add here. The search warrants that were used included the seizing of a U.S. member of Congress, his phone. I think we all know who that was and how that was taken away and used for political purposes, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Director. So we'll leave that for a second. And let's go over to the Charlie Kirk case for just a second. Let's emphasize this. How many hours did it take from the assassination to the arrest of the assassin, Mr. Director?
33.
That seems pretty swift, and it was because of the actual release of videos and photographs that you directed to be released, sir.
That's correct, and to put it in perspective, the Boston bomber took 5 days and Luigi Mangione took 5 days.
Was the platform Discord forthright from the start with law enforcement about the shooter's communications on its platform?
Discord, the platform ownership, has been working with our lawful process, and we are obtaining materials from them on a rolling basis.
Thank you. And I want to get back here to Arctic Frost for just a second, Mr. Chairman. I'd like the unclassified document from the FBI released to be admitted to the record.
Without objection.
And a document from the Economic Times also to be admitted to the record.
Without objection.
So I'm going to give you the last 30 seconds. We could go on about the Epstein case. I've got a bunch about that. But I'm just going to let you, if you wish to respond to either of the two vitriolic questioning or statement from the Democrats.
The work of the FBI speaks for itself. It's on showcase here today. Anyone that wants to attack the FBI can attack me, but leave our leadership structure alone. When you have 23,000 violent felons arrested, twice as many as this time last year, the work speaks for itself.
Thank you.
The Epstein files. So that came up yesterday. And it was a big clash between Kash Patel and Eric Swalwell. And this is this back and forth. And it may, look, I know a lot of this. It may bore you, the Epstein file stuff. And I get it. I do. I understand that. But I'm just going to play at least part of this. And this is Cut 39, because Kash Patel went back to Eric Swalwell to call BS on his entire career in Congress, which I think is pretty funny. And again, guys like Eric Swalwell and others, they had plenty of opportunity to do investigations into Jeffrey Epstein, and they never did. I'm not saying that we shouldn't, because I have been saying we should, but I'm just pointing out to you that these people had the chance, and they never did. This is Cut 39.
Director, did Donald Trump ever say to you, just find and release the entire truth? Don't worry if I'm in it.
The instructions from the administration were to release all credible information, and we have done that.
Did Donald Trump ever provide information about Jeffrey Epstein as an informant?
Donald Trump has not been, and I can only speak for the FBI, an informant of the FBI.
So, Director, you've played this cute shell game where you say you can't release everything because the court has said that it legally is not allowed to be released. But the court calls Judge Richard Berman said that when you went to the court, quote, information contained in the Epstein grand jury transcripts pales in comparison to Epstein investigation information and materials in the hands of the Department of Justice. So let's move on, Director. You wrote a book called Government Gangsters. You identified 20 individuals in that book. You put me on that list, at the top of the list. Thank you. My children find it flattering. 20 of those individuals have been investigated or have had adverse actions. Director, considering that you have identified these people as, quote, government gangsters, will you recuse yourself from making any investigation decisions about these individuals?
Anyone that has been terminated at the FBI has been done so.
No, the question
they failed
again,
to meet the muster and their constitutional obligation.
I will work on the audiovisual capabilities.
I'm going to borrow your terminology and call
my
on
time.
Your entire career in Congress.
I'm reclaiming my time,
it has been
Director.
A disgrace to the American
Director,
people.
I'm reclaiming my time.
You can reclaim your time all you want.
Mr. Chairman, you're going to allow a witness to speak this way? Mr. Chairman, would you
recuse yourself, Director?
The gentleman has no time.
Mr. Chairman, would you admonish the witness not to insult members?
The gentleman has no time.
Mr. Chairman, just
the committee will remember.
Quick point of order. Could the gentleman be extended an additional 20 seconds to complete his thoughts, since the witness decided to interrupt him continuously?
And then the witness will be able to respond if he wants. We'll make sure he has time to do that.
My question is, will you, Director, recuse yourself, yes or no, from investigating or making decisions about the 60 individuals, including myself, that you identified as government gangsters? Yes or no?
Time of the gentleman has expired. The
nope.
Witness may respond if he would like.
And the answer was no, as I heard.
Correct. Okay. The gentleman...
everything that guy said is BS. My cousin Vinny, one of the best lines ever. Tom Elliott over at Grabian has put together a little montage. The Democrats, of course, are the party of censorship. We know that they are. That is the big story of the hour, brought to you by the man who will give you the smile of your dreams, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today. Please stop putting it off. For 12 years in a row, Dr. Mike has been recognized by his peers as a master of complex dentistry. Schedule your free implant consultation today at 856-786-2020 or VeneriaDental.com. Yes, the Democrats are the party of censorship. It's terrible right now that they are trying to seize the mantle of being the party of freedom of speech. So I'm going to talk about that as soon as we get back. I want to tell you about my great friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding. They are terrific in every aspect of what they do, and they'll do great work for your home, just like they've done great work for my home. Because when it comes to your home, protection, peace of mind, and craftsmanship are paramount. That's why Emmons is my go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. They even have a new bathroom division, kitchen remodeling as well. And I've got the guys at Emmons. They came over to the house last week. Krista and Pete, the design team, looking at remodeling the kids' bathroom for us because it is a train wreck. And they'll do a great job, just like they did a great job remodeling the bathroom in our old home. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, it will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. And with Emmons, you know, you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. and they install American-made Owens Corning, American-made roofing products, including the Owens Corning shingle, the best in the business, and they are platinum certified. What does that mean? That means you're going to get a lifetime warranty on that roof. So whether it is siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. So don't wait. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677, or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. Upgrade your home with confidence today with Emmons Roofing and Siding. 10% off for each and every one of my listeners. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I tell you what, Democrats are no doubt the party of censorship, and they always have been. So as they now try to seize the First Amendment mantle in the wake of Jimmy Kimmel's firing by ABC Disney China, it's important to remember that they are full of it. And to help with that, Tom Elliott from Grabian has put together a montage. This is a montage of Democrats featuring some of the biggest losers you could ever imagine, including Jen Psaki, Tim Walz, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, Kamala Harris, Dan Goldman, AOC, and Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. Take a listen.
You shouldn't be banned from one platform and not others providing misinformation out there.
There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
There are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda, and whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrent.
If people go to only one source and the source they go to is sick and, has an agenda and they're putting out disinformation, our First Amendment stands as a major block. It's really hard to govern today.
This is a matter of corporate responsibility. Twitter should be held accountable and shut down that site. It is a matter of safety and corporate accountability.
The First Amendment is not absolute. It does not protect any single thing anyone says. And there are limits, and that's important. And what this committee has been trying to do for the last year and a half is to chill the federal government from monitoring what is going on social media.
When you look at what Tucker Carlson and some of these other folks on Fox do, it is very, very clearly incitement of violence. very clearly incitement of violence. I believe that when it comes to broadcast television like Fox News, these are subject to federal law, federal regulation in terms of what's allowed on air and what isn't.
So my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government in significant ways.
All right. So knowing that, you understand why I'm so annoyed that the FCC chairman is sounding like one of them, and why I'm so annoyed that the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, earlier this week sounded like them, because I don't want to sound like them. And I don't, you know me, I don't accept this argument that because they did it to us, we should do it to them, because what happens is that we either end this weaponization, we end the censorship, we end this, or it'll happen again to us. Bottom line, this is either our chance now to end this once and for all, or in the future, we will pay the price for it. And, you know, that's why, honestly, Charlie Kirk was such an absolute champion for freedom of speech. And I shared with you the tweet that he put out a few years ago when he said there's no such thing as hate speech. And he's right. I mean, Tim Walz and Pam Bondi said the exact same thing. They literally said the exact same thing, if you think about it, about hate speech and how the First Amendment's not absolute and how there's no protection for hate speech. This is why I got so annoyed with her this week. And when you hear these people talking about yanking the license of Fox News, and you hear Kamala Harris talking about going after social media, and then you hear the FCC chairman talking about investigating The View. What? The View is in the toilet. Let The View rot. Let The View rot all on its own, like let Jimmy Kimmel rot all on its own, which it was doing. There's no need for the FCC chairman to be talking about investigating The View. This is why I'm so annoyed, because this has to stop. And this is what he said to Scott Jennings today on his radio show. Take a listen.
Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers at NBC. Just wondering, do you have comments on those shows? And are they doing what Kimmel did Monday night? And is it even worse on those programs, in your opinion?
Well, look, you can be unfunny. That's fine. And a lot of people are sort of saying that, well, people are punishing Kimmel because they don't like a joke that he told. But, you know, we don't need to rehash it here. But obviously what he said was not a joke. It wasn't presented at all that way. But when you look at these other TV shows, what's interesting is the FCC does have a rule called the Equal Opportunity Rule, which means, for instance, if you're in the run-up to an election, you have one, you know, partisan elected official on, you have to give equal time, equal opportunity to the opposing partisan politician. So far, so good. But there's an exception to that rule called the bona fide news exception, which means if you are a bona fide news program, you don't have to abide by the equal opportunity rule. And over the years, the FCC has developed a body of case law on that and has suggested that most of these late night shows, other than SNL, are bona fide news programs. And potentially, I would assume, you could make the argument that The View is a bona fide news show. But I'm not so sure about that. And I think it's worthwhile to have the FCC look into whether The View and some of these other programs that you have still qualify as bona fide news programs and therefore exempt from the equal opportunity regime that Congress has put in place.
Got about 30 seconds.
All right. So then the Democrats will start looking into our shows, too, when they get back in power, because we're doing this. This is what I mean about starting down this road. And then it never ends. It never ends. And we sound just like them. Here's a flashback. Chuck Schumer saying Rupert Murdoch has a special obligation to stop Tucker Carlson. Cut 15.
These lies continue tonight. Rupert Murdoch, who has admitted they were lies and said he regretted it, has a special obligation to stop Tucker Carlson from going on tonight, now that he's seen how he has perverted and slimed the truth, and from letting him go on again and again and again. Not because their views deserve such opprobrium, but because our democracy depends on it.
Here's a side-by-side of MSNBC's Chris Hayes. Remember, you'll never see him and Rachel Maddow in the same place at the same time. This is him upset that Kimmel got fired, and this is him hoping that other people like Tucker Carlson will get fired, and then was happy that Tucker was fired. cut 17.
ABC made the announcement Kimmel would indeed be taken off the air indefinitely. And this is just the latest chapter in Donald Trump's ongoing campaign to crack down on free speech, dominate the media, and essentially render the First Amendment meaningless. So it was for the journeyman cable news host Tucker Carlson, just fired from his third network. He believed he could say anything, no matter how vile, no matter how disgusting, no matter how offensive, no matter how dehumanizing or belittling. And if you act like a sociopath over and over and over and over, you will become unpopular on the national stage. That's just like a basic principle. Over time, probably not going to work out well for you in the long run. Eventually, people will be rightly offended, disgusted by it.
Here's Brian Stelter expressing fury over Jimmy Kimmel's cancellation. Then I'm going to play you Brian Stelter talking about shutting down Fox News. So let's start with cut 18.
ABC. We know one of them, Nexstar, which has about two dozen stations with the ABC logo and all the ABC programming. Nexstar publicly announced that they were going to drop Kimmel's show indefinitely. Within a matter of minutes, we heard from Disney that the show was being pulled altogether. That suggests to me that other station owners were probably also getting scared. Other station owners were probably also coming up with backup plans not to air Kimmel's show. But even though we're talking about comedy, this is so serious, Aaron. Yeah. America is a less free place if late night comedians cannot do and say what they want. Of course, they can be tuned out. People can change the channel. That's how we vote. That's how we have our say in America. But this really does have a chilling effect across the American media. And it's not just
chilling effect. Here is Stelter from 2021. Take a listen.
McReach is part of the problem. Now, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg seems to agree. Here's the headline from Politico. He's pledging to depoliticize Facebook. Zuckerberg says one of the top pieces of feedback that we're hearing from our community is that people don't want politics and fighting to take over their experience on our services. Well, he's several years too late, but that is a real issue. And he wants to now try to clean up Facebook.
Is that the right cut? Cut 20? Oh, okay.
And the polluters.
Shocking.
Are trying
they sent
to deflect
you the wrong
blame.
One twice.
Dishonest
Shocking.
Cries of censorship. Are
well,
filling
he's very busy
Fox's
enjoying
air.
His mimosas in Martha's Vineyard at this point, so.
Figured that was going to. Oh, there it is.
He and Linda Kearns are going back and forth on the lawsuit. Now he's purposely sending false clips.
It wasn't purposeful. Probably a mistake.
You play them so that we can get outraged, so that we can add to the lawsuit. They can add to the lawsuit against the state. Clearly.
There's almost 50 clips. Actually, I'm sure we've surpassed 50 clips today alone.
Yes.
Inevitably, there was going to be one timestamp that was wrong. I can't be perfect.
Oh, you're far from perfect. Don't worry about that. Please don't let that worry you. I would hate to allow me to relieve you of that worry and that concern, please. All right, we'll take a listen.
And the polluters are trying to deflect blame. Dishonest cries of censorship are filling Fox's airwaves with charges that these guys right here are being suppressed. The word censorship's been invoked almost 400 times on Fox this month alone, and more than 300 times on Newsmax. You know, post-insurrection, a book publisher decided that it did not want to be in business with Senator Josh Hawley.
Oh, wait,
so he's been on a
earlier.
National TV tour.
Never mind. We played it earlier. Never. It doesn't matter. Let me play this for you. This is, let's see here. This is, I got this now. We are going to have the Democrats invoke the Holocaust again, this time because of Jimmy Kimmel. So here's that tubby J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, who has never met a ounce of sugar he didn't love. Cut 25.
That's right. And so, again, when you don't have independent news media left, and look what they did with the White House correspondents, right? They essentially silenced or pushed back all of the kind of objective media. And now they've only got the right wing bloggers and those who are friends of the administration sitting in the front. They're only calling on those people, mostly only calling on those people. And that's the kind of administration that we're seeing. This is the future of the country. if we do not step up and speak out. That is my concern. And I've seen this over and over again. Look, I built a Holocaust museum with survivors. I've also read a whole lot about authoritarian regimes. This is the playbook, folks. If you're not paying attention now and doing something about it, well, then you're going to have to sit down the rest of your life because democracy is being taken away.
Now, he's saying that to Jen Psaki, who was in that montage you heard of Democrats calling for censorship and everything else. So kind of ironic there. But again, now, because of the way the FCC chairman has inserted himself into the conversation versus staying the hell out of it and just letting the private sector and the marketplace do its thing, now the Democrats are able to take the issue and run as the now free speech champions, which is a total lie. And now we have to spend our time trying to remind everybody that they are truly the censorati and the people that have weaponized government. But we shouldn't have to be spending our time doing that because we shouldn't have to be in this place. Jimmy Kimmel should have just got fired, and that should have just been the end of it with the FCC chairman not saying a word. And now he's threatening to investigate The View. So it's not going to stop. And then the Democrats are going to get back in charge, and the Democrats are going to start coming after us with the FCC. So, I mean, it's a real bad place to be, and it has nothing to do with the fact that Jimmy Kimmel was fired. I'm glad Jimmy Kimmel was fired. I just don't want the FCC or the government being involved in it. And I think I speak, that is just the fact. Multiple things can be true at once. Jimmy Kimmel deserved to go. He was losing them money, and he was a partisan hack. But at the same time, the FCC does not need to insert itself into this stuff, period. And this FCC chairman is making things very difficult for Republicans right now as they head into midterms, because now they're going to be, the Democrats are going to try to run as the party of freedom and free speech and against censorship. And they just dropped a bill today to try to protect freedom of speech. So we have to now spend our time reminding everybody about how they are not the party of freedom of speech. The opposite. They're the party of censorship. But this is why you don't let the FCC chairman go on all these shows and run his mouth about investigations and holding stations to community standards and everything else, because that's what the Democrats want. It's like the same reason why you don't have the attorney general go out there and talk about hate speech. That's what the Democrats want. We are making major mistakes here with this. Major mistakes. So there you go. All right. I got to take a quick break. But as we continue, don't forget those tickets for Jacar. They are going fast. Get your tickets now by going to 1210WPHT.com. 1210WPHT.com. Do that today, please. And get your tickets to see Jack Carr. It's going to be October 13th. It's going to be a great time at the Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College in Newtown, PA. We'll have an amazing conversation about Jack's latest thriller, Cry Havoc, the newest installment in the acclaimed James Reese series. 1210WPHT.com. We're coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Oh yeah, baby. What a show. Covered a lot of ground today. October 10th, our big rally in Wildwood as we save Jersey and bring it back. And Jack Chiarelli will be there, and I'll be there, and some other great speakers will be there. So what you got to do is you got to sign in, and you got to go to, not sign in, but sign up at capegop.com and do that today so you can join us on October 10th for our big rally. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I definitely want to see you there, okay? The auto pen. Remember the whole auto pen issue with Biden? How he used the auto pen? That came up today as the president was with Keir Starmer in the UK, and he was asked about an update on the auto pen and the investigation into that with Biden, the auto pen, the pardons, and everything else all around it. Cut number six.
Is there any update on the auto pen?
Yeah, it's just gotten worse from their standpoint. The people that used it, and one in particular, one person, was never told by Biden to do it. Only spoke to Biden twice, and that was just talking about the weather, not talking about any order. And he was taking orders from people other than Joe Biden. Joe Biden wasn't giving those orders. You know, Joe Biden didn't believe in open borders. He didn't. I've known him for a long time. He was never the brightest bulb in the ceiling, as we know. You can go back 40 years ago and you'll see that. Go back and take a look at the hearings on Justice Thomas and you'll see that very much. But he didn't believe in open borders and all of this nonsense that they're peddling now, which is why they're not in office any longer. It's a shame. The auto pen was illegal. It was illegally used. He never gave the orders. He never told them what to do. And I guess the only one he signed, or one of the few he signed, was the pardon for his son. But you had the congressman who, when they got the information, they found out they were guilty, and they deleted and destroyed all information, everything. You couldn't get any of it. They found out that Nancy Pelosi actually was offered the 10,000 soldiers, and she turned them down. They found out many things that were very bad. So they deleted and destroyed all information. You talk about freedom of the press and freedom of speech. How about that one? And there's not a thing. This is after a year and a half of hearings. They destroyed everything. And somebody's got to be held responsible. So Biden, what he did is they knew. I don't think he knew, but somebody knew. I don't think Biden had a clue about anything, if you want to know the truth. But they gave a pardon to those congresspeople. They gave a pardon. Those people are so guilty. They gave a pardon. But Biden didn't know about it. The people, whether it's Lisa or any of those people in there that really ran it, I know them all. And they're sick people. They're smart people. They're very smart. They're probably brilliant, but they're sick in ideology. And they were running the auto pen. And it was totally illegal what he did. And I hope it's going to be so adjudged.
All right. Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla is up next. So make sure you tune in for that. And excuse me. I will also let you know as well that basically with regards to Kimmel, he wanted to address the comments on the show last night, but the people at Disney felt it would make things worse. A person close to the show said that Kimmel was planning to say that his words were being purposely twisted by some members of the Make America Great Again movement. The owners of Sinclair and Nexstar Media, they put out a statement saying that their decision to take Kimmel off the air had nothing to do with anything with the FCC or with the administration. They said, quote, the decision to preempt Jimmy Kimmel Live was made unilaterally by the senior executive team at Nexstar and they had no communication with the FCC or any government agency prior to making that decision. But as part of this, obviously, you've got all these mergers that are going on and the FCC has to sign off on these things. And so that's why the FCC's chairman, the FCC chairman's comments complicate matters, because now it looks like they're influencing, if they want these mergers to go through, they're influencing content, which is the same thing that we accused the Biden administration of and took them to court back in a few years ago. So this is why it's problematic, among other things, because there's a $6.2 billion acquisition of Tegna that Nexstar needs the FCC to sign off on. And so that's why the FCC should stay the hell out of it. And I've said the same thing, too. I think the president needs to stop talking about it, too, because this is going to just come back and haunt him as well. So just let the marketplace do its thing. And since the government has oversight and regulation over these mergers, just don't say anything about it. Let the market do its thing. That is the best political advice I can give here. All right. The Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, is my happy place, and it will be your happy place this October. October is a beautiful, beautiful place, beautiful time, I mean, to go to Cape May. It really is. The crowds are gone and the weather is fantastic. It's absolutely beautiful there. And the Grand Hotel is, they are just ready to make your stay so special. Here's what I mean. You've got all kinds of opportunities to stay at the Grand Hotel and earn resort credits. And from October 5th through December 18th, you can enjoy a fabulous midweek fall escape. When you book a multi-night stay, you're going to receive 10% off your room rate plus resort credits good at Hemingway's Restaurant and Bar or at the gift shop. And if you're planning a weekend getaway, don't miss the Grand Escape Weekend Package, perfect for couples or friends looking to relax and reconnect. And think about Thanksgiving break, the kids, they have that beautiful heated indoor pool. Actually, my kids were just asking me about it today. And Christmas in Cape May is amazing. So reach out to them today and make your reservation. Just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. It's a stunning time of year to be in Cape May, and the Grand Hotel is the absolute best. So enjoy the 10% off your room rate from October 5th through December 18th when you do a fabulous midweek fall escape or when you do the Grand Escape weekends and get some time to relax and enjoy my happy place, the Grand Hotel, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.